Book of Joy by Dalai Lama. A summary. This is a summary of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and Douglas Abrams's Book of Joy. A meeting of two friends, the most prominent modern-day spiritual leaders. Both His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu are great spiritual teachers of the modern world. Although they belong to different religious denominations, their teachings go far beyond religious traditions. They care about the fate of all mankind, and by their example, they inspire millions of people around the world to grow spiritually. Although Archbishop Tutu and His Holiness the Dalai Lama met only a few times in their lives, they have developed a close friendship and humorously refer to each other as mischievous spiritual brothers. In 2015, they met in Dharamshala to celebrate His Holiness' 80th birthday and spend time together. Dharamshala is a city in the north of India where the Dalai Lama's residence is situated. This visit had been prepared for a year and was repeatedly in danger of cancellation, both because of the Archbishop's health condition and for political reasons. They looked forward to this opportunity since they knew that it would probably be the last time they will see each other. As a result, one of the important goals of their meeting was the creation of this book, which His Holiness called a gift for everyone. Throughout their lives, they have faced many hardships and losses, the fight against apartheid, against which the Archbishop played an active role, and the Dalai Lama's life in exile being some of the most obvious. Nevertheless, they managed to maintain the ability to enjoy life and be in a state of mindfulness. In this book, they decide to share what they had learned over the years and answer the question together. How can we find joy in the face of the inevitable suffering of our lives? It turned out to be the most common of the questions that Douglas Abrams collected around the world specifically for this meeting. Both spiritual leaders believe that, to become happy, one needs to remember that one is responsible to all people, and to develop love and compassion in oneself. These qualities lead to the peace of mind and true joy. According to Archbishop Tutu, true joy fills life with meaning and makes us more spiritual. And any sufferings are an opportunity to develop positive qualities that will support this joy. Thanks to hardships and suffering, one is able to become more attentive to others, more compassionate, and generous. Our reaction to hardships and suffering is a reflection of the level of our spiritual development and the path we are following. If everyone perceives hardships as steps toward growth, according to the two most joyful people in the world, together we will save the planet from true suffering. For 1 week, Douglas Abrams asked His Holiness and the Archbishop questions and recorded their answers. Thanks to this book, several points of view on the nature of joy at the same time the view of the Buddhist Dalai Lama, the view of the Christian Archbishop Tutu, and the view of scientists presented by Douglas Abrams have been collated into a single collection. This combination of diverse attitudes makes the book authentic and useful for anyone who would like to make life more joyful and mindful. The Nature of True Joy. Watching how His Holiness and the Archbishop communicate during a week, Douglas Abrams was struck by how open and cheerful these great people are. Despite their having experienced much suffering in their lives, they were sincerely delighted by every moment of their communication. They could start a heated argument, but would soon after exchange friendly handshakes and make fun of each other. When they talked about sad events of their lives, they were not shy to shed tears, but as soon as their stories were over, sincere smiles immediately appeared on their faces. Their ability to maintain their inner joy and to regularly return to this state had become the central topic of the week's conversations. In the modern world, we pay much attention to gaining material wealth and stability, but in return we experience only anxiety and lose contact with other people. Real long-term joy cannot be acquired while one pursues material values, as real joy does not depend on fate or luck. And is